saying, God bless Brother James. We got a Bible school.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Speak those things that be not.
That's right.
That go in word. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. You call the things that you want to come to pass. Amen. The Bible says that you will have what you say. Amen.
Yes.
You speak it out of a believing heart. Amen. How many people believe today?
Amen.
Amen. How many people believe and know that God is good? Amen. God is good. And see, here's the thing. We got to understand something about God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We can never, ever judge the character of God by what's going on around us.
Amen. That's right.
Hmm?
That's right. That's right.
Hmm?
That's right.
People always look at what happens to man and say, well, what about God?
Mm-hmm.
What about God what?
Mm-hmm.
People aren't being saved today, but God still wants everybody saved.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm?
That's right.
God is good.
Yes, He is.
He wants everybody saved, healed, set free, and delivered. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want to be delivered.
Amen.
Don't act just like you're a Christian. You don't need to be delivered from some stuff. Huh?
Exactly.
You need to be delivered from some stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
How many people need to be delivered from debt?
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
That is bondage, amen?
Yes, it is.
How many people need to be delivered from fear and low self-esteem?
Amen.
Come on, now. Amen. We come to the hospital, we need help.
Yes, we do.
Amen. I hope you didn't come here just to sing some songs and hear some nice scripture and go home. I hope.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Yeah, we come to hear, so we need the Lord. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Glory to God.
That's right.
And so we praise God for His goodness on today. Amen.
That's right.
God is a very present help.
Amen.
In time of trouble. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we praise God on this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. It's good to see everyone. Amen.
Amen.
See some new faces.
Amen.
Too. Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank God for everybody. Amen. Amen. Thank God for our young people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't mind waiting.
Uh-huh.
Hmm?
Amen.
Amen. So that the scriptures can be found for them.
Exactly.
You understand?
Right.
Amen?
Right.
So that they can see the Word of God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe some place that's not tolerated. You know, put them over in the corner. No, Jesus said, suck the children, let them come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? And we want them to see the Word. But you don't know how the seed is planted. All we got to do is plant the seed.
Yeah.
And God will take care of the rest. Amen?
That's right.
So we got to consider ourselves seed planters. Amen?
Amen.
I believe that seeds are being planted. Yeah. Just as they open up the Bible. Amen?
Yeah.
It's a good thing to open up the Bible. Amen?
Yeah.
And not just on Sunday. Amen?
Come on. Come on.
I said not just on Sunday.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Right. Amen.
I wonder who I'm talking to. I don't know. I ain't no guy. Because I ain't no guy. I say it again. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we do thank God. I thank God for everyone. We do. I just want to say this. I praise God for yesterday just being able to come to praise God.
Yeah.
And I know we praise God every day. But it's good to set aside the time to praise the Lord. Amen. And I was just grateful to do it. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many of you know, don't matter how many people come or not come.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Listen, David numbered the troops and God wasn't happy with it.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful what you number.
Yeah.
And then you find value in it.
Mm-hmm.
Value is not in the number. God can save by many or by few.
That's right.
God can move
again.
By, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Two fish and five loaves of bread.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. So it's not about how many. Mm-hmm. It's about, is God in it?
Amen.
Because God is going to multiply whatever it is that you have. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So, listen, you may only be able to sing a little bit, but just sing.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
God will take you a little bit of talent and turn it into something.
Amen.
So, we prayed for that yesterday, and just ask you to pray for this coming Saturday. Amen. Just, we want to be a blessing and give herpes to those who want one.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so, it's a blessing to give.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But it's also a blessing there to receive a word from the Lord. God has a word for us this morning.
Yeah.
How many believe that?
Yeah.
Amen. Release your faith even now that God will speak to you. Amen. And do even this. Pray that God will speak to your neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not in the way you used to do it. You know how you used to do it?
Right.
When the preacher says something, and you look across the church and go, yeah, she needs to hear that. You know how you used to do that? Not like that.
Right.
Is God telling on y'all? Amen?
Yeah.
Not like that. Pray out of a loving heart, amen,
right.
That God has something for your neighbor.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. God knows where we live. Amen. I'm going to ask you to turn with me this morning to the book of Acts, chapter 27. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 27. Acts chapter 27 and verse number 13. You have to say amen.
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 Before we read the thing, and there's something, a song in my spirit I can't get out. That's why I'm just standing here, amen. You know, sometimes you just say, oh, Lord, that's long past. But it's not past, amen. Glory to God. I just feel this. You know, it said, you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Yes.
How many people want to be used by the Lord?
Yes.
God needs people who want to be used by Him, amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. I just want to sing this real quickly. Sing it with me. Say, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Glory to God, Father. You can use us today. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands and my feet. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart. Touch my heart, Lord. Speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Let's just say it one more time. Say, Lord, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Lord, we surrender to you now. Glory to God. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Glory to God. Touch my heart. Touch my heart, Lord. Speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we avail ourselves unto you right now, God. And Father, we ask you to use us for your glory, use us for your service, use us, God, to advance your kingdom on the earth. Glory to God. Let's pray together. Father, we bless you right now. God, we come to your word, God. Father, it is our desire to be used of you, but God, we need a word from you first. Father, you said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Yeah.
Father, we come here today to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Father, we bless you that you are communicating God, that you are speaking God, that you are God who desires that we understand your good, acceptable, and perfect will for our lives.
Yes,
so, Father, we come here today, God, and we say, Lord, speak, thy servants hear it.
Yes,
Father, we thank you right now for the word that is about to go forth.
Yes,
Father, I pray now that you will bless everyone in here with a listening ear and a receptive heart.
Yes,
I pray right now, God, that you will break down strongholds, O God, and destroy yokes, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that your people might be set free. Father, I bless you now that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, that we walk not in darkness nor confusion, but in the revelation of the light of your word. Father, we give you praise now for it. God, I ask you to use me right now as your vessel, God. Father, I submit, yield, and surrender to you now, God, that you might have your perfect way. And Father, in the end, God, as you speak words of strength, words of life, words of faith, and words of hope unto us, May you alone be glorified, magnified, and highly exalted. Father, we bless you now by faith in the Son of God, because we believe that victory is coming. Glory to God, that victory is coming now through the word that you are about to speak. And Father, we receive the victory now, and we bless you for it. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Glory to God, amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're in Acts chapter 27. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. And we're going to start at verse number 13 and read down to verse 26. Amen. And the word of God says this. It says, "And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, straight sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor star in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told to me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island.
Amen.
Amen. The title today, amen, comes from verse number 25. And the title today is, I Believe God.
Amen.
How many people believe God today?
Amen.
I believe God.
Amen.
We want to look at two things today. Amen. Paul says these words, I believe God. And we want to look at when he said it and why he said it. Because if we understand when he said it and why he said it, we'll be more inclined to say it ourselves. Amen. Because I'm telling you this right now, amen. You aren't going to get very far in this life if you don't believe God.
That's right. That's right.
But if you believe God, there is no limit on where you can go.
Yeah.
If you believe God, there is no limit on what you can do.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why the devil is so busy. He's attacking you because he doesn't want you to believe God.
That's right.
Oh, believe somebody else. He don't mind you believing somebody else. Believe Oprah Winfrey. Believe Dr. Phil.
Yeah, right.
Believe that Alanya or whatever her name can fit your life. He don't mind you believing that, but he doesn't want you to believe God.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's true.
But I don't know. Only God can fix my life.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. I don't watch that show, but I don't even like the title. You can't fix my life.
Amen.
Only God can fix my life.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because I believe God.
Yeah.
Let God be true
and every man a liar. I believe God.
Right, yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, that was true, bro. Yeah.
We're at a point, and when Paul says this, amen, that Paul had already completed two missionary journeys. Mm-hmm. Amen. He had gone to many cities. He's gone to Macedonia. He's gone to Troas. He went to Ephesus. He went to Corinth, Thessalonica. He had completed many journeys. And he had come back to Jerusalem with an offering because the churches in Jerusalem were suffering. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he comes back with an offering. And when he comes back, the Jewish leaders were upset with Paul because he was teaching and preaching that Jesus was the only way to salvation. Mm. And so they wanted to arrest him. And so he comes back to Jerusalem and he's in the temple and he's helping four men complete their vows. And the Jewish leaders started making accusations against him. Mm-hmm. They made accusations against him. They said that he was telling Jewish people to disregard the laws of Moses. They said that he was speaking against the temple. They said even that he brought a Gentile into the temple and defiled the temple. And none of it was true.
Yeah.
None of it was true. And they arrested him, amen. But it was such a riot in the place that they wanted to kill him.
Right.
But Jerusalem was still under the control of the Romans, amen? And so the Roman guards came and they saved Paul from the Jews.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to know what he did. And he just started talking about, you know, how he met Jesus and he believed in the resurrection of the dead. They wanted to kill him.
Uh-huh.
And so they took him, the Romans did, and put him in custody
uh-huh.
to save him.
Yeah.
And then the next day they took him out and they brought him, you know, the Roman commander brought him to see, you know, okay, what's going on? He brought him to the Jewish council and it still was not availing much. And so they put him back into custody. And then there were over 40 men that made a vow. They went to the Jewish leaders and said, we are not going to eat or drink anything until we kill Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, well, people are against you, amen? We are not going to eat or drink until we kill Paul.
Wow.
But see, God is good.
Yeah.
And he allowed Paul's nephew to overhear it, amen? And Paul's nephew went to the commander and told him of the plot. And so by night, the commander of the Roman barracks there, he said he transported Paul to Caesarea, where at that time, amen, Felix was the governor.
Yeah.
And so he comes before Felix, and Felix wants to hear the charges against him, and the Jews come to make their charges against him, and Felix hears this and says, this has to do with your religious law. This is no violation of the Roman law. He's not deserving of death. Right? But he knew he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
But he's kept Paul in prison. And the scripture said he kept calling Paul every couple of days to come talk to him some more. Come talk to him some more. And the scriptures reveal why. It says because Felix wanted a bribe from Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful about people who always are calling you forward, amen. Because they don't always want you or want your friends. They might want something from you, amen. He wanted a bribe from Paul, and Paul wouldn't give him a bribe. And so it said that he did this for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Kept Paul in prison, even though he knew Paul didn't do anything. And then finally, he was replaced by Festus.
Yes.
And Festus becomes the governor. And right away, he says, you know, I got to see about this Paul situation. And so he goes and he talks to the Jews. And the Jews, 2 years later, said, bring Paul to Jerusalem because we want to kill him.
Right.
It's amazing how long people can hold stuff against you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You stepped on somebody's toe back in 1979, and they're still mad with you today. Amen?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's not coming to Thanksgiving this year because they got into an argument over the football game 5 Thanksgivings ago. I'm never coming back here again. It's amazing how long people can hold on to stuff.
Yeah, right.
Pray be to God, you're not holding on to anything today.
Right.
Amen. Loose it and let it go. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't hold on to anything.
Yeah.
somebody has hurt you years ago, let it roll off your back.
Amen.
You don't have time. You need to be blessed of God.
Yeah.
And you can't be blessed of God if you holding on to stuff.
Yeah.
Holding on to bitterness. Holding on to hurts. Holding on to disappointment. Glory to God. God has something better for you.
Yeah.
Brother Joe, you're absolutely right. The book has not been closed. The chapters are still going to be written. Amen.
Yeah.
But listen, you want to be stuck in the last chapter to your pole of unforgiveness. Let it go.
Yeah.
But people are holding. So 2 years later, they still wanted to kill Paul. So Festus says, well, he said, bring him here. And he said, no. You come to Caesarea and make your charge. So they come, and Festus hears the same thing. That this man hasn't done anything.
Uh-huh.
So he goes to Paul and said, you haven't done anything. He said, but he wanted to please the Jews. And so he says, but do you want to come to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there?
Uh-huh.
And Paul says, if I did anything worthy to death, then I'm not afraid of dying. But I've done nothing wrong. He said, I'm not going to Jerusalem. He said, I appeal to Caesar.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to know something. And then before this happened, before Paul came to Jerusalem, he knew he was on his way back. And a prophet came to him named Agabus.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Agabus took Paul's belt. It says girdle in the King James. But he wasn't wearing a girdle. It was a belt. And he took his belt.
Yeah.
And Agabus tied his hands and feet with Paul's belt. And he says, the owner of this belt is going to be bound in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And so they didn't want Paul to go. But Paul went back anyway. And Paul got what? Bound in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Amen. But now when he's accused and he's bound, God said to him, Paul, be of good cheer. For you, as you've been a witness here to me in Jerusalem, you must be a witness for me in Rome.
Yeah.
Oh, but how does God work? Amen.
Yeah.
See, know how Paul's getting to Rome? He's going to Rome as a prisoner. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
See, God will speak something to you, but you can't be so sure how it's going to turn out.
That's right.
God may tell you you're going to Rome, but you ain't going there the way you think you're going there. Amen.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
See, so you're going to testify me in Rome, but Paul is on his way to Rome as a prisoner who's been falsely accused.
Yeah.
And so Festus tells him, well, you come on here. And he said, I appeal to Caesar. And he said, well, if you appeal to Caesar, then we're going to Caesar, you're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then King Agrippa came by. Amen. With his sister Bernice. King Agrippa knew things about the Jewish customs. And so he wanted to hear what Paul had to say. And when Paul started talking about resurrection from the dead and how Jesus met him on the road and struck him down and the light shined and all these things, Festus said, Paul, too much teaching has made you mad. Huh? You know people say that about us?
Yeah.
Too much of that Bible reading has made you. Huh?
Yeah,
you read the Bible too much. You know, they say, you got a clutch. Too much of that Bible reading. You've been too much in that church. You still believe in God for that? You still believe in God for a husband? You still believe in God to heal your body? You still believe in God to bring your son out of prison? You still believe in God to turn this around? Just why? Because I believe God. Let them think you're crazy, amen? Let them think you're crazy.
Yeah.
You believe in an invisible God. Yes,
yeah.
I believe in an invisible God who talks silently.
Amen. Come on now.
Hmm?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
And so now, if it's all too much learning has made you mad. And then he said, King Agrippa, you know what I'm talking this to. And King Agrippa said, what, you think you're persuading me to be a Christian? Right? He said, I wish all of you were Christians, except for these chains.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? But now they sent him on a trip to Rome, because he made a visit. They said, we would have freed you right now, but you appealed to Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on his way to Rome, amen? And he's on his way to Rome. And in chapter 27, verse number 10, Paul says something. Take a look at what it says. He says, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage. Not only the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. So Paul knew something was going to go wrong with this journey.
Yeah.
But they didn't listen.
Exactly.
the captain thought, hey, now watch this. Look what happened. Verse 13, look what it said. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose. Because see, they were having some rough going at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wind shifted. Mm-hmm. And now the wind was blowing softly.
Yeah.
And now they said, oh, now we can do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they left. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there where things are blowing softly in your life? And it just seems like everything is going okay. And you're filled with optimism and hope for the future. And you think, now is the time I can do this. Now is the time I can make this move. Now is the time I can step out on faith. Because the wind is blowing softly in my life. Amen. Now I can achieve my purpose in God. They thought they could receive their purpose because now the wind was blowing softly.
Wow.
And so they set out. Amen. But look at verse 14. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind. I know we don't go around using the word tempestuous too much. We don't use the word tempestuous too much, but it means violent.
Yeah.
It means turbulent.
Yeah.
It means that it's, you know, something that's coming to destroy and cause confusion and chaos. Amen.
Yeah.
It was a wind that was swirling, a violent wind, all of a sudden comes. Isn't it something how life can go from soft wind to turbulence in a blink of an eye? Amen.
Yeah.
Isn't it something?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
That you've been going through life and everything seems good. You had a great day, and then you come home, and now you have tempestuous winds. Amen.
Yeah.
Now you found out your kid's been suspended from school. What? Like, I just had a good day today, and now my kid got suspended from school, and then you go and look at the mail. What? And now you find out that you got a sewer bill right after Christmas for $655.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Where the soft winds turn into a tempestuous wind.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And you know this wind is something because this wind got a name. Yeropathon.
Yeah.
You know you in trouble when a wind got a name. Yeropathon. So Yeropathon comes. Glory to God. And so here comes Yeropathon blowing the ship. And it says the ship was caught up in the wind. Amen. And they got to a point, amen. As you see in verse number 18, it said they got to a point where they were being tossed around so much, they began to lighten the ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? They started throwing stuff overboard.
Yeah.
They started throwing cargo overboard to try to lighten the ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes things go so crazy in your life. Yeah, that's what we try to do, amen. We just start trying to throw some things out of our life, amen.
Yeah.
We try to lighten and lessen the load,
yeah.
Amen. Yeah, you know, remember that guy you used to like so much? You know, the light-skinned brother with the nice hair? Remember? Right? And then when he broke over you, amen, what did you start to do? You ran around the house, you took all the pictures, and you started, right? Anything that reminded you of him. What were you doing? You were lighting the load. Right? And he done brought you through all kinds of mess. Brought all kinds of nonsense into your life. Yeah, I'll get rid of this. Amen. That's any man he wanted when you had to call him back to go. Amen. Right? Everything got to go. What were you trying to do? You lighten the load. Amen. You gotta lighten the load. And so here they were, amen, they're in a storm now, amen. Things have gone from quiet and breezy to now a violent storm. They say, I gotta lighten the load. You ever do that? When you have stuff coming in your life, you know I can't be burdened with some stuff. I gotta lighten the load. Amen. I gotta lighten the load. So they started throwing some stuff up. And then the next day, they started to throw off the tackling of the ship. They started to throw over their gear and their instruments, things that they could use in the future. They said, I got to get rid of this too. Because there's just times in your life, amen, listen, you can, sometimes in order to get built up, you got to start over, amen. So they're throwing all this stuff, throwing all this stuff. And look what it says in verse number 20. And then when neither sun nor stars in many days appear. Do you understand what that means? That during the day, no sun. During the night, no stars and no moon. There was no light for many days. That means it was nothing but darkness and gloom. Nothing but darkness and gloom. And it said that when that happened and no small tempest lay on us, in other words, the wind was beating on us something fierce, it said all hope was lost. Oh, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I've experienced that all hope is lost stuff.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
darkness is just all around you, amen.
Yeah.
People are smiling, but you have no light in your life, amen.
Yeah.
Whether it's by day or by night.
Yeah.
There's not even a glimmer of hope, amen.
Wow.
Have you ever been in those
yeah.
kind of situations,
yeah. Yeah.
amen,
yeah.
where you're looking at it like there's no way out of this mess.
Yeah.
You're in a depression. You're in a funk, and you can't get out.
Yeah.
The bills are piling up, and you
yeah.
don't know where the money's going
yeah.
to come from.
Yeah.
There is no light anywhere, day or night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when that happens, you know what happens? All hope is gone.
Yeah.
And that's how they find themselves, amen. All hope is gone. Verse 21, but after a long abstinence, you know what that means? They weren't eating.
No.
Huh?
No.
They weren't eating. They weren't eating, they weren't drinking. Why? Because they were in the midst of doom and gloom,
yeah.
a violent storm. Oh, glory to God. Didn't even want to eat. Oh, glory. Listen, we here at church, bro, we love to eat. We call it fellowship.
Right.
Yeah. After today's service, we'll be having a healthy fellowship.
Yeah.
That's when half the sanctuary is empty because they're in the back. Warming up the chicken. Right?
Yeah.
We call it fellowship. It's a good thing, right? You never use that word for eating until you got in the church. We dress up some stuff. Fellowship. They didn't want to eat. They didn't want to eat. Church folk like to eat. But I tell you this, when you go through some stuff, you don't even want to eat.
Right.
Huh? You don't want to eat.
Right.
There's things you don't want to do. You don't want to watch television.
Right.
You don't want to get out of bed sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't want to get dressed.
Yeah.
You don't want to brush your teeth and comb your hair. You just want to just sit there. Amen. Why? Because all hope is gone. And see, I know there's some people who've never been here, amen, and life's always been good to you. But for the rest of us,
yeah, yeah.
we understand there have been some times in our lives
yeah.
when we didn't feel like doing anything.
Yeah,
you didn't want to laugh. Somebody came around and wanted to cheer you up, and you're like, and then you like that lady on the video. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody got time for that. But you don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
You're dragging around. And you know the scripture. You know God. You know His promises. And watch this. And sometimes that makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wonder, because you know the word, then how could I possibly be in this situation?
Yeah.
Hmm? And it's funny too how people leave you.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. Oh, them folk that after church every Sunday say they love you. Where are they?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All they do is talking about you ain't been in the church for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But nobody calling to see why you haven't been in the church for 3 weeks. The phone hasn't run. Haven't got a text message. No email.
Yeah.
No doorbell ringing. Nothing.
Yeah.
But the word comes back to you that they talking about you.
Wow. Preach, sir. Okay.
So they didn't feel like eating anything.
Right.
All hope is gone. Wind beating against the ship. Darkness day and night. And Paul says, you should have listened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I told you not to leave.
Yeah.
But then he urged them. He said, be of good cheer. Are you kidding me? Your Ramadan has been beating me up. Day and night, nothing but darkness. I've gotten rid of some of my possessions. I've suffered loss and I've suffered harm. There's no hope anywhere. And you're telling me, be of good cheer. But isn't that what Jesus said? He said, in this life, you shall have what? Tribulation. But what? But be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. When you're in the midst of your struggle, amen, it's hard, but you have to be of good cheer. You have to know it is not ending like this. God said something to you. He said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth, I sanctified you and ordained you to do some stuff.
Right.
He said, I know the thoughts I think toward you.
Sir.
Huh? He said, I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. So guess what? If you find yourself in a situation and you got to rise up and say, I believe God. It is not going to end like this.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
When God said in Psalm 91, when he said, with long life I will satisfy you. You need to understand, if you ain't satisfied, you ain't leaving.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. If you ain't satisfied, you ain't leaving. But he said he's going to satisfy me with long life. And if right now I'm not satisfied, then I'm lifting up my head because I ain't leaving.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. So he said, you shouldn't have laughed. He said, but what? But be of good cheer. Watch this, watch this. He said, but he said, because an angel stood next to me. And the angel said, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. What is he saying? Remember, I told you, Paul, when they arrested you, that just as you testified of me here in Jerusalem, you must testify of me in Rome. And now here God comes a second time saying, don't worry, Paul. You must appear before Caesar. And because Paul heard that, he's able in the same storm that everybody else is in. The same mess everybody else is in. He's able to stand there and say, be of good cheer. Because we are going to make it to Rome. Why? Because I heard something from the Lord.
Yeah.
He gave me a promise. And I'm standing before you in the midst of this Yerach Madonna, in the midst of this storm, in the midst of this hopelessness and despair, and I'm making a declaration before heaven and earth. I believe God. Glory to God. He says that in that situation. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you're going through right now. Maybe it's worse than this. I don't know. Maybe it's not. But whatever your bad situation is, if Paul can stand there in the midst of a ship that's being tossed in the middle of the ocean and say, I believe God, then you and I can say the same
thing.
You and I can say the same thing. Amen. Bill Collector calling, I believe God. Doctor comes back with the MRI, I believe God. The lawman says you ain't getting no, I believe God. Amen. In the midst of it, amen. That's why let the world talk about how the jobless rate is this and the economy is this and prices are going up. I don't care about that. Why not? Because I believe God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now watch this. We need some scripture. Can we turn with me? We need scripture. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 23. I believe God. Do you believe God today?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. In the midst of your situation, believe God. We need a little scripture. When you're at number 23, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Numbers 23. I still hear turning, go ahead. Amen. Amen. We there?
Amen.
Okay, Numbers 23. Let's look at verse 19. I'm going to say this to you right now. If this scripture is not underlined or highlighted in your Bible, you need to underline it and highlight it today.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Numbers 23 and 19. Look what it says. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Yeah.
That needs to get in your spirit.
Yeah.
Amen? That needs to get in your spirit. See, because this way, when God speaks a promise unto you, you'll understand something. God is not a man that he should lie.
Right.
Nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken?
Yes.
Shall he not make it good?
Yes.
So when God speaks a promise unto you, guess what? You can take it to the bank.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Get this in your spirit. If God said it, he's doing it. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass.
Yes.
You have to know this for yourself.
Yes.
Because there's going to be times you're going to be in the midst of your own storm.
That's
and
right.
Things are not going to look like anything. Because Paul's looking around and don't look like I'm getting the wrong. But God told me something.
Yeah.
So I am of good cheer, amen?
Yeah.
Because I know something, that the God who said it to me is not a man that he should lie.
Yeah.
I can't trust what you might say. Sometimes I can't even trust what I say. Glory to God.
Yeah.
But I can trust what God said.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie.
Right.
We need more scripture, amen? Tell me the Titus chapter 1. The Titus 1? I don't know. We'll find out when we get there. Turn to Titus 1. If it's not there, we're going to go to Titus 2. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. We praise the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Help the young one. Amen. Titus 1. Let's look at verse 1. Now, we just saw in Numbers, right? God is not a man that he should lie.
Yes.
Amen? Titus, verse 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Watch this. In the hope of eternal life, which God, that what? Cannot lie. Promise before the world began.
Uh-huh.
What did it say about God? He cannot lie.
Right.
Numbers said God is not a man that he should lie.
Right.
Nor the Son of Man that he should repent.
Right. Yeah.
Hath he said and shall not do it? Hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? But now we have this what? That God what?
Cannot
lie.
Right. Uh-huh.
So if God says something to you, you get to just standing on Numbers 23 and 19. I know if God said it, he's going to do it. Amen? And if God said it, I know it's true because he cannot lie.
Cannot.
Understand what it says. Not that God does not lie. He cannot lie.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That even if he wanted to try to say something to you that wasn't true, he couldn't do it.
Exactly.
He cannot lie.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
How can we not trust somebody who cannot lie?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's right.
Huh?
Right.
So if God says something, what do we do? We stand on it.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of our storm.
Yeah.
Huh? I know I'm going to get through this. Why? Because I believe God.
Yeah.
He's not a man that he should lie. And in fact, Brother Ray not going to one better.
Yeah.
He cannot lie.
That's right.
But we're not done. We need more scripture.
Yeah. Amen.
Let's go to Hebrews chapter what? Chapter 6. Glory to God. See, listen, we have to believe God.
Yes.
We are only going to go as far as our faith will take us.
That's right.
That's
right.
Glory to God. It's not our connections, it's not our experience, it's not our credentials, it's not any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
you and I are only going to go as far as our faith takes us.
Yes, sir.
And we have to believe God and not flinch, not move, not blink. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's look at this in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 13. Watch what it says. For when God made promise, let's say that together, say promise.
Promise.
When God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Say promise.
Promise.
For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability or the unchangeability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Say oath.
Oath.
Right. That by two immutable things. What are those two immutable things? Those two unchangeable things. His promise and his oath. So that by two unchangeable things in which it was what? Impossible for God to lie.
Yeah.
Huh? We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Mm. Listen, when God speaks a thing, it becomes an anchor in our soul.
Yes.
And that anchor helps us stay put in the midst of the storm.
That's right.
Glory to God. Right. So watch what we have now. God's not a man that he should lie.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
God cannot lie.
Yeah. Right.
And now we find out it's impossible for God to lie.
Amen.
That's right.
So when God says something, what are you going to say?
Wow.
I believe God.
Yeah.
I don't care if it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
In the midst of the mess, I believe God.
Yeah.
I come home. Huh? I come home and my house is a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Children been fighting all day. Amen?
Yeah.
And I just read a scripture that morning that said, my seed will be mighty in the earth. I believe God.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Huh? Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
If God said,
right.
Don't let your eyes speak to you. You let God's word speak to you. I believe God. Let the world say seeing is believing. Seeing ain't believing. We said it before. Seeing is knowing. When you see it, you know it. I know a chair is there. I see it. But if a chair wasn't there, it takes faith to believe one is there. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Once you see the thing, you know the thing. But you got to believe it. By faith.
Yeah.
I believe God.
Yes.
Amen. You look at your credit report. Amen. FreeCreditReport.com. And it says that your credit score is 415.
Wow.
And I stand before my kids, look, you got a choice. You can put the credit report away and I don't even want to look at it. That's what a lot of us do.
Yeah.
I don't even want to look at it. Because you're walking by sight.
Yeah.
And you figure, if you can put it out of your sight, you can put it out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you can put it out of your mind, it goes away. But guess what? When you go in that drawer looking for a spoon, it's right there.
That's right.
Say, you remember me?
Yeah.
I ain't changed. I'm still 415. In fact, weren't you late on the bill last month? I'm 409 now.
Oh, Lord.
And what do you have to say? You can't put it in the drawer. You got to stand before and go, I believe.
Amen.
Yeah.
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 Look, I'm telling this woman, oh, glory to God. I want to go, when we lived in Virginia,
yeah.
Our credit report.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen.
Our credit report
right. Was
the scariest movie ever.
Wow.
Jesus.
And we believe God.
Yes.
And now I get my credit report, I say nothing but God. Why? Because I believe God.
Yes.
Don't tell me God can't change things around.
Right.
I believe God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
Yes.
Because God is not a man that he should lie.
Yes.
God cannot lie.
Yes.
It's impossible for God to lie.
Yes. Yes.
We ain't done. One more place. Amen.
Okay.
Let's go to James chapter 1.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Anybody believe in God even the more now? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe in God. Listen, right now, you should be saying, Lord, just say something. Just say something. Just say something. Go after the Lord. That's what you should be saying right now. Just say something, Lord. Just say something. I want to believe you.
Exactly.
Yes.
James chapter 1,
yeah.
Verse number 17. Look what it says. Every good and every perfect gift is from above,
right,
and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, again, we don't talk like that.
Right.
But no variableness means he doesn't, there's no variation.
Yeah.
There's no changing. God says in Malachi 3 and 6, I am the Lord, I change it not. Amen. There's no variableness with God. And look what it says. And also says, and no shadow of turning.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, God is saying, I'm not a shifting shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you got to understand this, right? If you're standing in the sunshine,
mm-hmm.
and you're standing here,
yeah.
your shadow is going to be in a certain place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your shadow will be in that same place as long as you stay in the same what? Position.
Yeah.
But if you change your position, your shadow has to shift
yeah.
with the change of your position.
Yeah.
So what does it say? It says God is not a shifting shadow. So what does that mean? That God doesn't go around changing his position.
Yeah.
If he spoke something to you,
yeah.
he's not changing his position.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So now what do we have? God is not a man that he should lie. God cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. And when God speaks something to me, he's not changing his position on the matter. So guess what? Because of that, I believe God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I believe God.
Yes, sir.
Good. That's good.
Now, you've got to understand something. Paul was told, what? You must go to Rome to be a witness.
Yeah.
And then the angel came when he's in the middle of the storm and said, you must go before Caesar.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paul heard, and he heard. And after he heard, he said what? Be of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the ship's going to be lost, but none of us are going to be lost.
Yeah.
Why? Because he had a word from God. What did he say?
Yeah.
I believe God.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Romans 10 and 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
Here's the mistake we make. Glory to God. Here's the mistake we make. We hear the word of God.
Right.
And we believe now
okay.
we can go forward in faith.
Right.
Yeah. Because I heard the word. I heard the word. You heard the word today, Sister Christine. And now you say, I'm going to go in faith. And then you go in faith, and it doesn't work. And then you come back. And you say, huh?
Yeah.
And it didn't work. And then you hear another word. And you go in faith. And it don't work.
Right.
But you ain't listening to the scripture. Because the scripture now says to you that faith comes by hearing the word.
That's right.
It says faith comes by hearing and hearing.
Yeah.
Hearing and hearing.
Yeah.
Hearing and hearing.
Yeah.
You got to keep hearing.
Yeah.
This is why you can't open up your Bible one day a week. Because all you're going to do is hear the word.
Yeah.
But you need to hear it and hear it.
Yeah.
You can't just open up your Bible in the morning.
Yeah.
You got to open up in the afternoon and the evening too. Why? Because you got to hear it and hear it.
Yeah.
I see some of us are just hearing it. You hear it on Sunday, you don't come back the next Sunday. And you're wondering, why you're getting beat up all throughout the week. But you don't have any faith. You just heard the word.
Yeah.
But God says faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. It's all heard. You must testify to me before Rome. That was hearing.
Yeah.
Then he heard, huh, that you must go before Caesar. That was hearing again. So he heard it and heard it. He heard it and heard it. And because of that, he was able to say, I believe God.
Yeah.
And see, some of us are just trying to get by on hearing.
Yeah.
But you know, you can't get by on hearing.
Yeah.
You got to be on hearing and hearing.
Yeah.
Hearing and hearing.
Yeah.
I heard this morning, but I need to hear it again. Amen. I need to be hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. And that's how my faith grows. And that's how I can stand up and go, I believe God. But some of us are trying to believe God that's based on hearing. Don't worry. Don't worry. You can't have faith based on the way you think you can have it. You want to have it by the way Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, says you can have it. And he said, you got to hear it, and hear it, and hear it, and hear it, and hear it. That's why we need to be planted in this word. You just can't open your Bible on Sunday, and then next Sunday, your little, what do you call it? The little string is in the same spot.
Exactly.
That string should move. Right, Bubba? That string should move.
Yes.
String in the same spot. That string should move.
Yeah.
I should have no clue what your pastor preached last Sunday based on where your Bible opened to. So you should have been hearing the word some more during the week.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody, you hear what God is saying? You got to hear me and hear me and hear me.
Yeah.
And how do you hear the word of God? What? Do you know what the writer of Hebrews said? God has said, Hebrews 13, God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Right.
That we may boldly say, the Lord is my help. What should I fear? What can man do unto me?
Yes.
But you see what the scripture says, Sister Christine? It said, God has said, so that we may boldly say.
Yes.
That's another way you can go from hearing to hearing.
Yeah.
See, because once God says something, you need to say the same thing. And now you go from hearing to hearing. When God says, you are the head and not the tail. No, you just say, I am the head and not the tail. Why? Because when he said it, you heard it. And when you said it, you heard it again. Now you got faith. That's why the devil trying to take your confessions from you. See, that's why you can't go around speaking the problem. See, we stand there and we go, man, I'm broke. That's not what God said.
No.
That's not what God said. I'm sick of the dog. That's not what God said.
No. Oh, wow. Lord.
You're saying some silly stuff. What should we say? We say what God says.
Yes.
If God didn't say it, you shouldn't say it.
Amen. Amen.
God said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How dare you say I can't?
Yeah.
We say what God said. And when he said it, we hear it. When we say it, we hear it again. Yes. That's how faith comes.
Yes.
Because I heard it and I heard it again.
Yes.
That's why confession must always be in your mouth. Huh? Say what God says. Amen. We turn one last place and we're leaving. Amen. Glory to God. We're leaving so that you can go home and open up your Bible so that you can hear some stuff that you just can't wait for God to say to you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you're going to go, Lord, say something. Just. Amen. Why? Because you're looking for that opportunity just to believe God. Look at Mark chapter 4, verse number 35. Praise the Lord. I believe God. How about you?
Mm-hmm.
I believe God. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie. Why? Because he cannot lie. Why? Because it's impossible for him to lie. Why? Because once he says a thing, he's not changing his position.
Amen.
Glory to God. I believe him. Mark 4:35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. You're rock, but amen. And the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. He wasn't moving his position. Amen. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm.
Yes.
And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and sea obey him? Why were they fearful? I tell you why they were fearful. Because all they did was hear what Jesus said. Let us pass over to the other side. Somebody should have said in the midst of the storm, we're going to pass over to the other side. Because then they would have heard it and heard it. Amen?
Yeah.
And then they would have had some faith.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem with just trying to believe based on you heard something.
Wow.
That's what, listen, when they said Paul, he preached to the Bereans. And it said that the Bereans, after they heard what Paul said, would go home and search the scriptures to see if what Paul said was true. What does that mean? When you go home today after, you should go and search the scripture.
Amen.
Glory to God. And see if what the minister said was true.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And even if you say, well, I know what you got, I read that before, but then read it again. Why? So that you can hear it again.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to have said this again.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And so they didn't have faith in the midst of their storm.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I want you to know something, amen. Your Ramadan is coming.
Yep.
If you ain't in the middle of your Ramadan now, what is coming?
Yep.
Amen. And here's the thing. See, some people say, well, I read my Bible yesterday and I read it today. No! Glory to God. Don't you know every day God in your Ramadan waiting for you?
That's right. That's
Jesus said it, amen.
Yeah.
He said, listen, he said, what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yeah.
But he said, take no thought. For tomorrow, why? Because sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There's some new evil waiting for you tomorrow.
That's right.
Come
right.
on, somebody.
Right.
You need faith to deal with today's evil.
Yeah.
So that means you got to hear and hear today.
Yeah.
You can't hear today and then hear tomorrow and think you're going to be ready. Because, see, that your Ramadan is waiting for you.
Yeah.
He needs you to be hearing and hearing so you can say, you better get me behind me, Satan. So what do you have to do to be ready for your Ramadan? Now, don't be afraid. Just make sure you get in position. I'm hearing the word today. Amen. I read the Bible this morning. But guess what I'm going to do this afternoon? I know that after church, I know I'm going to eat lunch. But either before or after I eat lunch, I'm going to read me a little scripture. Amen. I'm going to read you a little scripture. I'm going to go and spend some time with God. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to say, Lord, speak to me. And I'm just going to get quiet. Because quiet bothers folks. Yeah, it bothers them. They be in the elevator, they don't know what to do with themselves. When two people in the elevator, they're quiet. And I like doing it. I don't mess with people. But because, look, but I'll scratch my own itch. And if I don't have anything to say, I ain't saying anything.
Amen.
You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You know, I don't even do this, you know.
Yeah.
I don't do that. But you give before God, you just be quiet. Let him just say something. It don't take God long to speak something to you that's a life-changing word.
That's right.
Amen?
Right.
He can just tell you, you know what? He might tell you something about what to make the difference tonight. Just get in his presence. Get in his word. Amen? That you can hear the word. Again, and again, and again,
yeah.
and again. Yeah. But that's how faith comes. So look what happens. Amen. You know, I'm turning chapters, Brother Baker. Let's go to the next chapter.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 5, verse 1. What does it say? And they came over unto the other side.
Yeah.
Look at verse 35. Let us pass over unto the other side.
Yeah.
Verse 1 of chapter 5. And they came over to the other side. Why? Because that's what he said. And he's not a man that he should lie. He cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. And he's not going to change his position.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. So guess what? I believe God. And I want you to believe God in the midst of your storm. Amen. Amen. But you can't fake faith.
That's right. That's right.
You can't fake faith.
That's right. That's
faith
right.
comes by hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. Get yourself a and stay planted in God's word. Because then, in the middle of that storm, you can stand there and go, I believe God. And I want you to know something. You keep reading, it says there were 276 men on this ship. And the storm kept raging, and they actually came ashore, the ship broke up. And some could swim, and some had to get on planks. But they all made it to shore. Isn't that something? All 275 people's lives were spared because somebody believed them.
Yeah.
Do you know what an impact you can have on your family?
That's right.
Just because you believe. And sometimes we speak and talk concerned about whether other people believe in it. And what about this man, Lord? What's it to you?
Exactly.
You believe me.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Let's stand up and pray together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Praise God.
Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today. Glory to God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, you said that we are to live by every word that proceeds from your mouth. God, we pray that you will speak a word unto us in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, even as we lie on our bed at night. Speak a word unto us, oh God. When we wake in the morning, speak another word to us, God. God, we desire to be constantly inclining our ear unto your voice, God, that we may hear you speak, God. Father, help us to turn out the distractions, God. Help us, God, to get away from the computer and from our cell phones and from the television, God. None of those things can save our lives, but only your word, God, can help us in the midst of a storm. Father, we thank God for our family and our friends, but we thank you most of all because, God, we know that you cannot lie. And it's impossible for you to lie. If you said it, God, we know that we can believe it. And so, Father, we release our faith right now, God, to walk with you closer than we ever have before. Father, give us a deeper thirst and a greater hunger for your word, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You said if we would hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. Fill us up with your word. Fill us with wisdom. Fill us with revelation. Fill us, oh God. Give us a spirit of discernment. Give us an anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. To not only read your word, but to understand your word. That we might get understanding, God. Father, we thank you right now. Glory to God. And we release our faith in the midst of our situation. God, I ask you to look upon your people now. God, you know the various situations that all of us are in. You are mindful of us, David says. And so, God, we ask you, Lord, I ask you, Father, by faith, look upon the situations of your people right now and speak a word of life. Speak a word of hope, God. Plant a seed on good ground in their hearts, God. And Father God, after that seed is planted, Father, position them that they can hear it again in the name of Jesus. Father, quicken their spirit that they may confess it, that they can rehearse it in their own hearing, God, that the faith that they need for victory can come unto them in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand before you right now, God, and we're inspired. We're inspired by the Holy Ghost, God, to say to you, oh God, that we believe God. Oh, come on, come on. Let's just say it together. Say, I believe God. Say it again. I believe God. In the midst of my storm, I believe God. Glory to God. Father, we believe you. Glory to God. We believe you for victory. We believe you for healing. We believe you for liberty. We believe you for deliverance. We believe you, oh God. Hallelujah. We believe God.
Hallelujah.
And we believe that our faith shall be rewarded. For you said you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Father, we bless you and we praise you now. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.